Ella Dan Pancharselat has done their performance, and we see here that everyone here in the live is enjoying the performance. And after this, not just that, there are many cultural performances from Indonesia that is going to appear after this to accompany you before the hoisting of the national flag.
Umum Ikatan Pencaksilat Indonesia dan Presiden Federasi Pencaksilat Internasional, semoga pencaksilat bisa semakin mendunia.
Amin.
Nah, Caroline, Bapak Ibu tamu undangan dan juga pemirsa dimanapun Anda berada, makin dekat kita dengan upacara detik-detik proklamasi kemerdekaan Republik Indonesia, suasana makin ceria tapi juga makin khidmat dan juga mengharukan.
Betul sekali Rory, maka dari itu kami mengajak Bapak dan Ibu tamu undangan yang kami hormati dan juga seluruh pemirsa untuk mengingat kembali betapa agungnya negeri tercinta ini.
Not just the Indonesian official or the ministry, but there are many invitees and also the citizens who are fighting for the war tickets to get through the front row seat of this special day. Because as you guys know, to get the ticket in this special occasion, there are a ticket war with a barcode and not everyone can get in. So the one who got in is really lucky to be that. And after this, we will see the performance of another Rosa. Rosa, the Indonesian singer. are currently seeing again the orchestra performance live on the Istana Palace. As you can see, the singers are using many different kind of Indonesian cultural attire from Sabang sampai Merauke to show the diversity of Indonesia and with Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. Even though we are different, we are still one, and we have here a song, Gita Bahana Nusantara from Piso Sur. And the one who's performing is Purwa Jagara, music arrangement.
Oh, tanpa mati. Revolusi Indonesia pasti akan menang.
Dan berkumandangnya proklamasi Republik Indonesia tanggal 17 Agustus 1945, maka pada tiap tanggal dan bulan itu oleh seluruh rakyat Indonesia dirayakan dan diperingati secara meriah dan mengesankan.
Syukur kepada Tuhan Yang Maha Esa bahwa Ia telah melindungi dan menuntun negara dan bangsa kita hingga kita dengan selamat telah sampai kepada hari yang berbahagia sekarang.
Yang ditakdirkan untuk bersatu berkat kearifan pendiri-pendiri bangsa kita, kita dapat bersatu. Kami sepakat untuk melangkah lebih jauh lagi dengan mengadopsi deklarasi visi bersama.
Jordan has been long a good friend of Indonesia. United States for us is a great friend. We have a strong cooperation.
We will prioritize this relationship in the interest of long-term strategic partnership.
Mitra penting bagi Indonesia di bidang politik, ekonomi, dan sosial budaya.
Kita telah berhubungan diplomatik 75 tahun dan sekarang kita bertekad untuk bekerja sama lebih penting karena kita memiliki latar belakang dan visi yang sama.
Sekarang ini kita telah menjadi mitra yang memiliki hubungan strategik yang komprehensif.
Kita tahu bahwa Indonesia saat ini sudah merdeka 80 tahun, tapi banyak saudara-saudara kita yang belum merdeka di luar sana, khususnya yang ada di Palestina dan juga di Gaza dan tepi barat, Caroline. Dan saat ini yang sedang kita saksikan adalah pengiriman bantuan untuk Gaza. Dan tahun 2025 merupakan bantuan kedua dari Indonesia untuk Gaza, di mana bantuan logistik berupa penerjunan dari pesawat Hercules.
Dan bisa terlihat sekarang ini di layar kaca Anda bahwa Satgas Merah Putih pertama penerjunan bantuan ke Gaza di tahun 2004 pada tanggal 9 April. Dan tentu ini adalah sesuatu hal yang tidak bisa kita lupakan pun kita harus tetap terbuka mata kita untuk membantu sesama, terutama.
We can see that the Satgas Merah Putih first giving the aid to Gaza on 9th of April 2024, still do today, where we can see that Indonesia is still giving humanitarian aid for the people who need it, and that is Indonesia.
Kontras dengan kita yang patut bersyukur dikarenakan Indonesia merayakan kemerdekaan.
Yang terhormat Bapak Presiden Republik Indonesia beserta seluruh tamu undangan yang berbahagia. Dari kokpit pesawat Super Hercules Alpha 1339, Satgas Merah Putih 2, dalam misi kemanusiaan untuk Gaza, mengucapkan Selamat hari ulang tahun ke-80 kemerdekaan Republik Indonesia. Bersatu, berdaulat, rakyat sejahtera. Indonesia maju, TNI prima, merdeka!
Baiklah hadirin yang kami hormati dan juga para pemirsa di seluruh Indonesia, kita akan saksikan bersama demonstrasi spektakuler dari para penerjun terbaik Tentara Nasional Indonesia dalam aksi Victory Jump.
Tamu undangan yang kami hormati, selamat datang kami ucapkan di Istana Merdeka pada momen spesial di hari ulang tahun ke-80 kemerdekaan Republik Indonesia. Sesaat lagi akan kita saksikan bersama demonstrasi spektakuler dari para penerjun terbaik Tentara Nasional Indonesia dalam aksi Victory Jump. Saat ini tampak di layar videotron 17 penerjun terbaik Tentara Nasional Indonesia melaksanakan take off menggunakan pesawat CN-295. Pintu ramdor telah terbuka.
Well, listener, as you can see now, it is the preparation of a free diving show from the TNI Angkatan Udara or the Indonesian Special Air Force that we're going to jump and land on Monas. As you can see, they are jumping right on top of us right now. This is a live feed broadcast. While going down, spreading the flags of the 80th Indonesia independence.
Yang merupakan usia dari negara yang kita cintai bersama, Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia. Bersatu berdaulat, rakyat sejahtera, Indonesia maju.
Bersatu berdaulat, rakyat sejahtera, Indonesia maju. Together we are strong. People will be happy and Indonesia will move on forward.
Perlu kita ketahui bersama bahwa para penerjun berasal dari pasukan khusus TNI Angkatan Darat yang merupakan pasukan kebanggaan bangsa Indonesia. Jenis penerjunan yang dilakukan adalah free fall. Teknik penerjunan ini merupakan teknik penerjunan yang memerlukan keahlian, keberanian, keterampilan, serta latihan yang keras.
You can see that this one is called free fall, where it needs courage, will, and solidarity to do. You can see they are currently going down, opening up their parachutes and trying to land on the middle of the Monas.
Para penerjun membentuk stage 17 canopy. Flag 17 Canopy ini memiliki arti bahwa pasukan peterjun Tentara Nasional Indonesia senantiasa memiliki semangat juang dan keberanian dalam menjaga wilayah kesatuan Republik Indonesia. Indonesia terus bernyanyi, genggam merah
sumpah kita. See, the people is waiting for the army to go down from the skies and waving their flags enthusiastically.
Perlu kami sampaikan bahwa saat ini para penerjun sedang melaksanakan melayang di udara untuk menghabiskan ketinggian. Saat ini para penerjun sedang bersiap untuk melaksanakan landing. Saat ini tampak di layar Videotron, payung penerjun telah mengembang dengan sempurna. Susunan Flag 17 Canopy memiliki arti bahwa para penerjun Tentara Nasional Indonesia senantiasa memiliki semangat juang, keberanian dalam menjaga wilayah kesatuan Republik Indonesia, dan juga sebuah penghormatan untuk perjuangan dan pengorbanan bagi bangsa dan negara. Saat ini para penerjun bersiap untuk mendarat. Dari tanah api kami berdiri merah putih. Saat ini para penerjun telah bersiap untuk mendarat di Monumen Nasional. Kami jaga janji suci dan pernah mati. Langkah maju tanpa takut. Petir membelah langit biru. Mari akan tetap tenaga. Sudah 80 tahun merdeka. Dan saat ini kita tengah bersiap. Penerjun pertama akan mendarat di Monumen Nasional. Break touchdown. Penerjun pertama telah mendarat dengan sempurna. Happy landing. Disusul para penerjun selanjutnya. Genggam merah sumpah kita. Takkan tunduk selamanya. Pada 80 tahun merdeka. Melangkah menembus samudera. Penerjun kedua. Break, break. Sisi jangan pernah mati. Langkah maju tanpa takut. And touchdown. Kita saksikan bersama penampilan yang luar biasa dari para penerjun Tentara Nasional Indonesia. Saat ini sisa 3 penerjun yang akan mendarat dengan sempurna.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We've just witnessed the performance of TNI Angkatan Udara with the free fall stunt here on the Indonesia Palace, and we've seen lots of safety and amazing performance here, and everyone is enthusiastically enjoying the show. And so do I, here in the studio.
Sebelum trompet pertama upacara detik-detik proklamasi, kita sambut kembali penampilan dari Gita Bahana Nusantara.
Places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Come on.
Senang sekali. Kalau nanti
Special Report. Special Report. 80th Independence Day of Indonesia.
Voice listener, right now we have a special report live from Takengon. And of course, I'm not alone. I've been accompanied by my friend from RRI Takengon, Alfi Sahrin. Alfi, how are you and can you tell us what is going on over there?
Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. I am reporting live from Darimba Raya Radio Monument. Historic landmark that today serves as the center of a commemoration of the Republic of Indonesia in Pinturi Magayo sub-district Central Aceh in Aceh province. Solemn atmosphere fills the air, hundreds of participants from local government, official to student and community members stand in formation surrounding the monument. The ceremony is led directly by the sub-district head of Pinturi Magayu, Mr. Sawaludin S.A., acting as the inspector of ceremony at exactly 10 a.m. local time. The flag raising troop from SMA Negeri 1 and SMA Negeri 2 Pinturi Magayu High School perform their duty with full confidence. They are the best sons and daughters of this region, trained for a week by local police and military personnel. With firm steps, they raised the red and white flag flawlessly, accompanied by the national anthem of Indonesia Raya. The audience was visibly moved, some even shedding tears of pride as the flag waved at this monument of great historical meaning. In his address, sub-district head Sawaludin underlined the importance of remembering the sacrifice of our heroes. He reminded that the Darimba Raya Radio Monument is a testament of history, for in 1948, when the Dutch declared that the Republic of Indonesia had collapsed, it was from this moment announcing to the world that Indonesia still stood and continued the struggle. With a resounding declaration, Indonesia still exists. You capture global attention of, influence international decision at that time. That broadcast proved that the spirit of independence never fade. Listener, the ceremony concludes with a joint prayer for the nation and its heroes. The local community remains in high spirit, some capturing the moment, others sharing conversation filled with pride. That was a live report from the Rimbaraya Radio Monument Pintu Rimegayo. Bener meriah regency. I'm Alfi from RRI Takengon, Aceh Tengah reporting. Back to studio.
Thank you so much, Alfi, for your report. And voice listener, as we can see, not just in Jakarta, but many places around Indonesia is still doing the ceremonies while sharing the unity and also the independent spirit of Indonesia in this 18th birthday. So, voice listeners, stay tuned with us for more information about what is going on right now on 80th anniversary or independence of Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
As you can see, we are currently watching the passing by of the Indonesian Air Force's military vehicle. Right now we are watching the helicopter moving around while moving the Indonesian flag beneath it. And so, voice listener, it shows on how the flags carries out symbol hope and, of course, amazing spirit from Indonesia.
Hadirin dan tamu undangan yang kami hormati, sesaat lagi akan kita ikuti jalannya upacara detik-detik proklamasi tahun 2025. Perlu kami sampaikan, demi tertib dan hikmatnya upacara, bagi yang membawa telepon genggam dan alat komunikasi lainnya, dimohon berkenan untuk dinonaktifkan atau diatur pada mode diam selama upacara berlangsung. Terima kasih.
Voice listener, right now we are going to listen about the preparation about the seconds of proklamasi where the ceremony is going to be held not long after this, so stay tuned. The ceremony is going to start. We can see the same enthusiasm still comes from the citizens and also the invitees and also everyone who are attending live there. So, tune in.
pamret aja ya bacanya ya. Biar nggak kaget.
Right now, we are currently looking and hearing the moment of silence. To remembering and honoring all of the heroes of Indonesian fighters who fought for the country, and also to give them a salute, as you can say, for the heroes as well. We are currently listening to the second horn being sounded, and one more horn to go.
Upacara detik-detik proklamasi dalam rangka peringatan hari ulang tahun ke-80 kemerdekaan Republik Indonesia tahun 2025 segera dimulai.
The ceremony start now, the trumpet is starting, and everyone is now starting to giving the preparation of the ceremony that is going to start now. Just started, and now let's watch together the ceremony of proklamasi.
Maju! Jalan!
The ceremony is starting. We're looking at the marching band and also the marching of the Paskibra to show how much of diligently prepared everything is for this special ceremony.
Thank you.
The marching seems to be almost over, but the event is just getting started. So, for listener, stay tuned. As we can see here, everyone is diligently prepared, doing their own work, and of course, preparing for the best for the proclamasi ceremony. They are putting down their weapons right now and doing as they told.
Komandan upacara memasuki lapangan upacara.
The ceremony commando is being greeted to enter the field of the ceremony and going to the main event.
Pimpinan, saya ambil alih. Pasang sangkur.
They are putting the knives on the rifle right now and preparing to shoot their rifle into the air. I'm sorry, it is.
Hadirin dan tamu undangan yang kami hormati, pada upacara detik-detik proklamasi, bertindak selaku Komandan Upacara, Kolonel Infantri Amril Hairuman Tehupelasuri SIP, lahir di Tulehu pada tanggal 1 November 1979. Lulusan Akademi Militer tahun 2002, asal daerah Ambon, Maluku. Jabatan Wakil Komandan Grup 1 Kopassus. Bertindak selaku Komandan Kompi Paskibraka, Ajun Komisaris Polisi Raden Bimo Dwi Lambang, STRK SIK MH.
We are looking at the Commandant Kompi Paskibraka, AKP Raden Bimo Dwi Lambang.
Lulusan Akademi Kepolisian tahun 2016, asal daerah Batam, Kepulauan Riau. Jabatan Kapolsek Batu Aji, Polresta Barelang, Polda Kepulauan Riau.
Hadirin yang kami hormati, perlu kami sampaikan bahwa pasukan pengibar bendera pusaka merupakan putra-putri terbaik bangsa Indonesia yang terdiri dari 38 provinsi di bawah asuhan Badan Pembinaan Ideologi Pancasila Republik Indonesia. Adapun yang bertugas sebagai pembawa baki di pengibaran hari ini, Bianca Elesia Cristabella, asal sekolah SMA Lentera Harapan Tomohon.
They are speaking, telling everyone about who is everyone who are going to give the sacred or the first flag of Indonesia to the president during the ceremony.
Brigadir Jenderal TNI Edi Saputra SIPMHAN lahir di Kuala Simpang pada tanggal 26 Juli 1973, lulusan Akademi Militer tahun 1994, jabatan Kepala Staf Komando Garnisun Tetap 1 Jakarta.
We are waiting for the infantry to wait and to get the flags for them to be hoisting. We can see the past president of Indonesia. There is Mr. Joko Widodo and Ms. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono also here on the palace to watch the ceremony. And we can see here the Vice President of Indonesia, Gibran Raka Buming Raka. And also many important people, as you can see here, attending the event. As we are currently waiting right now, we can see everyone who on the video sharing their passion to the event here. We can see here Mr. Prabowo Subianto waiting for the ceremony to begin, preparing himself and waiting for the order to get in.
Undangan dimohon berdiri.
Prabowo Subianto, or known as the
President Republik Indonesia,
Indonesia upacara, President, tiba di mimbar is upacara. Entering the ceremony.